This summer, North Carolina senators pushed a plan to cut thousands of teacher assistants. Educators from across the state rallied against the idea, and in the budget deal unveiled this week, lawmakers decided to keep funding for teacher assistants. But there's a catch, and it's one that many educators say is problematic. Rima Crace explains.
Okay, here's the catch. Under the budget deal, schools would be required to use money for teacher assistants for only that, nothing else. So what's the problem? Well, some schools also use that money to hire teachers, like this one.
So just kind of reemphasize what we're talking about today. Sitting correctly in the chair.
Darren Geraci teaches second graders at Apex Elementary School how to sit properly and type.
Make sure our fingers are on the right keys. We're using two hands to type.
Geraci is a technology teacher for kids as young as 5.
I mean, a lot of these kids are used to touching the monitors because of iPads and iPod touches. And my first rule is do not touch the screens because they're so used to touching the screens to go to the next. So it's learning how to use a mouse with the kindergartners.
Or how to create an Excel sheet or deal with cyberbullying with 5th graders. Geraci also takes care of technology throughout the school building. He trains teachers. He's the main contact for the school's help desk.
If we lose him, I don't want to say we fall apart, but it'll be a burden.
Principal Keith Faison made a tricky compromise to keep Geraci around. He didn't have enough money, so instead of hiring 2 teacher assistants, he used those salaries from the state to create 1 teacher position.
I'd like to have both, okay, because we need both, right? But in our current situation, we couldn't add more teacher assistants at the expense of losing that teacher.
That means not all kindergarten through second grade classes here have teacher assistants. In fact, none of the second grade classes do. More than 40 school districts use this flexibility in the state budget to hire more teachers. But the budget deal lawmakers are voting on this week would take that ability away. So what does that mean for teachers who've already been hired? David Nieder is the chief business officer for Wake County Public Schools.
We're going to do everything we possibly can to prevent any type of disruption in our schools and in our classrooms.
Wake County hired about 80 teachers using TA money. School leaders across the state will have to dig through their books carefully to make sure they can hold on to their teachers. Meanwhile, Republican leaders like Senator Tom Apodaca from Hendersonville say this new restriction will give schools some stability.
Well, they weren't happy when they didn't have the money for teacher assistants, so it really needs to be used with what it's designated for. And if they need monies for other items, there's other flexibilities available.
But for some educators, precedent doesn't paint a pretty picture. Danny Holloman is superintendent of Person County Schools, and he says he's hesitant to use all of the teacher assistant money for just that because of one big question.
Are we going to be able to sustain them if we hire them? Or will there be legislation next year or the next year that would put us back at a point of maybe having to reduce?
The number of teacher assistants paid by the state has dipped by more than 30% over the last 7 years. Holloman says he appreciates the resources lawmakers are providing, but he says they're not enough and that the state needs to refocus its priorities. The Senate has already approved its nearly $22 billion budget plan, and the House is expected to do the same just past midnight. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.